Hello, friends, and welcome to Grits in the Gospel. My name is Reverend Katie Griffiths, and I want to welcome you today to the service for the ninth Sunday after Pentecost. It is a beautiful summer day today, and I hope that where you are, it is beautiful as well. Let us come together today in a posture of worship. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Today's psalm is the 23rd psalm. I don't often read in the King James Version, but I think this one in particular, these verses, this psalm, is poignant in those words because it's very comforting to me to be in a place where we can have some nostalgia, have a sense of sameness and tradition and joyfulness in a time where we do need to be changing and growing. We also need to have a grounding in our traditions. And so if you would like to, I would like for you to say the 23rd Psalm together with me in the King James Version. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us continue now with the very traditional and familiar words of the Apostles' Creed as we say together the things that we believe. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Let us pray together. Dear Lord, we come together with familiar words that bring peace, familiar words that are comforting, familiar words that praise you and give you thanks for the world around us and for the relationship that we have with you. We are thankful for those things that bring us comfort and peace. Hear us now as we pray together the words that you taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Today's scripture gospel lesson comes to from the book of Mark. We are finishing out the sixth chapter in two parts. We are reading verses 30 through 34 and then skipping down to 53 through 56. Hear now the word of the Lord. The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. He said to them, Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while. For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away to the boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them. Verse 33 says, now many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried there on foot, all from towns, and arrived ahead of them. As he went to shore, he saw a great crowd. He had compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. When they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret and moored the boat. When they got out of the boat, people at once recognized him and rushed about that whole region and began to bring the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages or cities or farms, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak, and all who touched were healed. The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. What is it with cars from Florida? Why is it that every time my patience is tested or I have to go in search of my religion while I am driving, that it is always because of a car with a Florida tag? My group of clergy women, those women who join together in search of Sabbath, study, and service a couple of times a year, we're just trying to our best to get to and from our time of Sabbath. And Florida man, going north and going south, got in the way of our drive through the switchbacks of the Great Smoky Mountains. We wanted to drive like our hair was on fire. We wanted to drive like I like to drive, the switchbacks of Blood Mountain, like a moonshiner running from the law, like an IndyCar driver. We were not just in search of a peaceful Sabbath, but one of adventure. A chance to leave behind the worries of work and family and be wild and free together in the wild and wonderful land of Dollywood. We were, in fact, going to ride roller coasters. So why were we stuck behind some slow Florida man going about 10 miles under the speed limit? I'll tell you why. Because we needed to stop. Well, at least slow down significantly and look at the beauty of the world around us. We went through Cherokee and the national forests. We went over streams and past vistas and saw turkeys and bears and whole herds of elk. Oh my! We were in awe of the wonders of the natural world, all because of some forced Sabbath. Sabbath that was not what we were looking for, but what we needed. What happened when we slowed down, even though we had no choice, was that we had time to see the pullovers and take in the sunlight through the clouds landing on the mountaintops. If we had not been waylaid by the Florida man, we would have just whizzed right past them. We would have been laughing and we would have had a ball, but we would have missed out on the sights all around those switchbacks. Chapter 6, verse 30 says the apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. We have to think back a couple of weeks to remember what was happening with the ministry of Jesus and the disciples. Last week was a mere flashback to Herod beheading our friend JTB. So we have to look back to see why the apostles were gathered here in verse 30. Remember that Jesus had sent them out in sets of two into the world to heal and teach. We see it starting in verse 7. He called the 12 and began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. He ordered them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals and not to put on two tunics. He said to them, "Whenever you enter a house, stay there until you leave the place. If any place will not welcome you and they refuse to hear you as you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them." So they went out and proclaimed that all should repent. They cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. So here they come back to Jesus in verse 30, and they tell him all of the wonderful things that they did out in the wilds of the known world. And the first thing he does is tell them to Sabbath. Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while, Jesus says. They were all so busy that they had not even had time to eat. I can almost hear Jesus. Stop. Sit, rest, enjoy. They were so excited to share and be together again and see each other that Jesus had to become like that Florida man and slow them down. Put them on a boat. Take them to a deserted place and remind them to eat. Rest a while, he said. Part of the S3 process is finding a way that your group can spend time together in Sabbath. An activity that you can do together that brings you joy. Because Sabbath does not necessarily mean simply resting. Sabbath means putting things aside for a minute and finding something that brings you joy. I can find joy with just about anything, so I was happy to go along with whatever they came up with. There are very few things I won't try. So we landed on roller coasters. We decided that our Sabbath activity together would be riding roller coasters. It brought us joy and made us happy and scratched the itch that four female pastors have to go really fast. I had not been on a roller coaster in about 25 years at minimum. But as an adrenaline junkie, I was all in. I sat out the first ride to kind of get my bearings and see exactly the process and get comfortable with the idea again. It had been a while. But once I started, once I let go, once I looked for and found a place where all I could do was hold on and enjoy the rest, I was hooked. I did not scream. I did not panic. Well, maybe a little bit on those downhills. I just let go. I just enjoyed the moment and laughed and smiled and relaxed. I found that the more tense I was, the more I closed my eyes and was afraid. But the more I just breathed and let go, the more peaceful it was. I know it sounds ridiculous, but it was the perfect way for me to relax. The disciples got to go away to a deserted place to rest, but they got to go on a boat. I'm sure that brought back joy for all the fishermen in the group. What is not just your place of rest, but what brings you joy? What can you do to take a break from work and life that brings you joy? It may be sitting and floating in the lake. It may be a sunset cruise with a good book. It may be driving like you're running from the law over the switchbacks. It may be going slow enough to see the pullovers so that you can take a minute to admire the still waters of a mountain stream. Or it may even be throwing caution to the wind, teasing your hair up big, and going to Dollywood to ride roller coasters. Your soul can be restored in so many different and beautiful ways. But then in verse 34 it says, "As he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things." We only outed ourselves as ministers to one group of people on the trip this week. Two retired couples were there together, One of the men was physically impaired, and so the others had to help him get around and find his joy. They were scrappy and feisty and fun. They were just what I want to be in my retirement years. They were talking about having to navigate the park with their friend and how sometimes they had to keep people from getting in his way. People these days tend to look at their phones more than they look at where they're going. One of the wives was shorter than I am, but I could tell that she was not going to let anyone mess with her people. Her husband looked at us and said, "Oh yeah, she's feisty. She fights like the third monkey on the ramp to the ark when it's starting to rain." I'm glad we told them that we were ministers. They showed us compassion, and we saw that they showed their friend compassion. We were like-minded people all riding a tram together, laughing and joking about the flood. So it turns out, you can find Sabbath and joy even when you're ministering to people or showing them the love of God. Or that's what it felt like they were doing for us as well. As we see at the end of the verses of Mark 6, the disciples and Jesus don't get to rest too long. People always need healing and love and kindness. Work and life will always come back to you. But just for a little while, so they can keep spreading the good news that Jesus gave them, so they can go out from town to town in twosies and heal the sick and cast out demons. The disciples were given a minute of Sabbath to be renewed and recharge their batteries to keep moving forward in faith. And I just wonder, if that deserted place was anything like being the last people walking through Dollywood after seeing the world upside down and laughing till it hurt. Amen. As you go throughout your week this week, my hope is that you can find all different ways to Sabbath in days together, in small moments. You can find time to rest your spirit. Whether it's doing something joyful and fun and exuberant, or whether it is quiet and peaceful and restful. Sabbath comes in many different ways. Look for those ways and take advantage of the opportunities and gifts that God is giving you. Because in life, in death, in life beyond death, God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen.